Thank you for holding. This is Supervisor Angela Williams. How can I assist you?
Yes, Angela. My name is Carla Jones. I was actually charged two different amounts, $94.90 and $85.90, totaling $180.90. So the thing that I read, and I think I can read pretty good. I didn't see anything additional. If you didn't contact you in so many days, then you're going to be charged a full amount. It was saying a trial basis something, okay? I still have the bottles, not even open, and I've been charged $180.90. I'm asking for that amount to be refunded.
Can I get you to verify your name and address, please?
My name again is Carla Jones. I'm at 51 Fourth Street, Converse, Texas, 78109.
All right, thank you for that. Chosen on the 2nd of January, you did the promotional offer for a subscription with the Marco Supreme products. It's going to be the Keto as well as the Cleanse. Paid the shipping and handling of $5.95 and $4.95 to receive 30-day supplies, and this is going to be a 14-day free trial. Scheduled to bill you for those bottles on the 15th day after the trial expires. So, on the 20th of January, it billed you at the full price of $85.90 and $94.90. It does enter into a contract, ma'am, after the trial phase expires. This is a try-before-you-buy product. The company allows you to get the trial in. It's time-sensitive. I did hear you say that you haven't even tried it, but at that point, you would have had to call us and extend out your trial phase to avoid those charges, which we do offer up to you a 30-day extension. To try the entire bottle at whatever point you call us before the trial expires. What I can do for you on these charges here, because it is a strict refund policy once you're billed, but we do discount your charges. I can offer you a discounted amount as a courtesy refund on those covered charges. Standard lead is 35% off, but I can apply to that my employee discount of 15% and get you 50% of each of those charges as a courtesy refund.
So you're telling me out of $180, you're going to politely give me back $90, but I was unaware that I was going to be charged?
Politely, yes, ma'am.
Okay.
All right, so for the $85.90, it's going to be $42.45. It'll send you out a refund email. I'm verifying that. And for the $94.90, it's going to be $47.45.
Okay.
Those amounts will be back with your card on file in 3 to 5 business days. All right, is there anything else, any more questions I can answer for you?
Let me get the exact amounts again. For the $94.90, what is going to be refunded?
$47.45.
And for the other amount?
For the $85.90, it's $42.45.
Okay. And what's your name?
My name is Angela Williams.
Angela Williams. Do you have like a code or ID or anything, or you're just
14-18-148.
14-18-148?
Yes, ma'am.
And there's no possible way I can get my full amount back. I was unaware of this.
It's all sales are final once you're billed outside of that trial phase. And as it goes on, if you remain with us, it's all sales are final once a shipment goes out. You have 30 days in between each shipment to prevent a shipment. But yours has stopped right here at the trial completion charges. But yes, once that's the company policy, it's all sales are final at this point, but we can discount it.
What's the confirmation number for my refund?
It's going to be attached to your emails. It has what you call transaction IDs next to each refund, and that'll be in your emails. You do have emails if you want to go ahead and check that.
Let me check. Just mine. Okay, refund.
Yes,
okay,
ma'am.
I sent two emails. And well, I'm going to ask one more time because I'm still going to follow up, but there's no way you would give me all my money back today because I'm not approving this, okay? Alrighty.
Now, the only thing we can do is we do offer the customer a complimentary free shipment where you can have a 60-day supply for those remaining balances. That's what we usually do for a customer.
No, ma'am.
I offer them a free shipment.
I don't even have them open. To my knowledge, I read
well,
it.
You haven't tried
five
them.
I haven't tried them. I bought them. It said five something. I think something said four. And that's all I did. But I was the idiot. I gave my credit card, but I didn't approve these charges. So,
it's approved. Because when you check that box saying, yes, I've read and agreed to the terms and conditions, that check mark is an electronic signature to a contract. So officially created a contract.
I don't want to argue today, but I've asked you again, and you're saying no. I got the emails. Gotcha.
All right, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great weekend.